Lord Jesus, help us to understand and imitate your mother's example of love and faithfulness to God, and how powerful her intercession is for us as she brings our petitions before the throne of God. Amen. Blessed Mother began, "Carry it like a champion." I know many of you are feeling very, very sick. This was an assignment on you. When a certain person saw a slip of paper with her information thrown into a fire, the intention was death by fire. At that time, you broke that curse. But our Lord is allowing just a little of it to land, because he needs our prayers and sufferings. He is with you, Claire. Do not be afraid. I just threw up. He is still with you, she smiled. Thank you, Lord, for helping me get through this. Those who are more seriously ill, please pray for them. Patience, strength, and thanksgiving that you all have been counted worthy to participate in his sufferings. Great is your reward in heaven. I know it is nothing like what others suffer, Mother. Each gets a share of the burden according to their ability to carry it with grace. Sweet Jesus, the Lord began. Sweet Claire, thank you for carrying this burden without complaint. Truly, you will not go unrewarded. And you know, Lord, that is not my desire. I know, he continued, and for this I rejoice. Few are the souls willing to carry the world on their hearts. Oh, how I wish you would teach more on this. Lord, how can we accomplish this? Jesus continued, being obedient to every moment of the day, depending on the burden. In this moment, your suffering is drawing a very lost soul into my heart to be cleansed and set free. Oh, Jesus, I pray for her and the other Satanists that they will come to their senses and recognize what a swindler and cheat Satan is. Oh, he is full of divisive and devious ways. Nothing is beyond him. He waits for these messages so he can corrupt their meaning and cause the innocent to fall from grace. He attempts to take the holy and nourishing food from their hands and even their mouths. Don't let him. Check the thoughts being projected on you against what I have written in Scripture. He also attempts to plant lies that discourage others or conflict with Scripture. Do not be fooled, my bride. His specious lies are the very doctrine of hell. Judge these messages on their own merit according to Scripture. Do not allow him to twist the words to make them something different than what I have said and taught you in Scriptures. Do not allow his devious ways to influence your thinking. On that note, I have given you Scriptures you needed to understand my mother's role. They have been deliberately ignored because teachers do not want to engage scandal, and they themselves do not bother to go deeper to see, in truth, what they suggest. Pay no mind. Those of you who embrace her intercession are blessed indeed, and the time is coming when these mysteries will no longer be shrouded in guilt. Here the Lord is mentioning the series we did on Mary, to prove that she does and can pray for us from heaven through the instrumentality of her spouse, the Holy Spirit. Only in heaven will you understand the very depths of her maternal role. Then all shall be shamefaced who calumniated her and did much damage. That is enough, my dove. You need to recover. On that note, 2 days later, the Lord opened up another verse of Scripture that ratifies her role as an intercessor. A sword will pierce your heart, that the thoughts of many may be laid bare. In simple terms, her agony during the Lord's Passion was used by God to intercede for those who were perishing.